How would you like to manage your wealth within a common law trust and protect your wealth over generations? Sam Vadadikat will tell us how. And what's so special about him is that he's the founder of Optimal Wealth Strategy Group and author of About My Father's Business. So, Sam, tell us, how can entrepreneurs protect their wealth and manage it for generations?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Well, that's a loaded question, but let me give you a quick tip in the sense of how to use a common or contract law trust. This is a very unconventional strategic trust, which is unusual because this is a trust that can be function around the world, but this I function out of United States, and you know, taxation, asset protection, and those things are very, you know, familiar, but a huge concern for a lot of, you know, ultra wealthy people. So using a common contract law trust, it provides a lot of tax advantages, asset protection, and privacy that is uncommon in a lot of other trusts, which protects just for the probate.
Thank you. So what do people need to do in order to set a common law trust, considering, let's say, all of their assets is not, you know, part of that? Like, what do they need to do to transfer their wealth within this trust, and what would be the benefits of doing that?
So this is, you know, our firm has a contract with a law firm that has a copyright for this trust. So this is a very unique trust. It's been around for hundreds of years. As a matter of fact, it came from England to United States. And if you really study the U.S. Constitution and what's behind, these are placed in these trusts, which is, you know, very powerful in the sense you can transfer all your assets into it. So basically, you know, people like, you know, ultra wealthy people that uses these trusts to transfer the wealth, so they are detached from their personal assets, so that there's no liability that can come against. So this asset protection trust gives also tax advantages, so you can eliminate a lot of income taxes, estate taxes, or at least reduce the tax burden to an extent. And it is a very asset protection where none of the, even, you know, courts cannot penetrate, because your self-ego, alter ego, is detached from the ownership of it, so that because it is in a contract or common law trust, there is no liability attached directly to the asset, but only lawsuits can go towards the trustee or who is managing it. So it detaches or separates the asset from the one who manages it.
Thank you. Does that mean that, let's say, for example, we have a multimillionaire, a nine-figure business owner, and all of a sudden he decides to put everything he owns into this common law trust, all of a sudden his net worth is zero, and then he just stewards this trust? Is that how it works? Or you can
explain that? Yes, that's the key, because when you own something, someone can sue you, someone can take it away from you. But if you don't own anything, but able to control everything, there is a whole different. So you can, you know, run your business, you can keep your estate, all is in this, so that no creditors, no banks, no one can, you know, sue you to access the assets that you can enjoy, but you don't own, but you're controlling it.
Thank you. What should people do who want to manage their wealth within a common law trust? What should they do in order to make this happen? Do they need to consult someone like you? Are there any other steps they need to do in order to set this up properly?
So the, in my knowledge, there is very many people who have access to this copyright trust. So we go through a law firm who has a copyright, and it's been copyrighted for 25 years. So they can access through a law firm or a financial firm like us to set it up for them. So there is a legal team that set up all those structure and take the trustee or the, you know, people who own this asset now to transfer all those things and set up the legal, you know, contract where they will be fully protected and with the benefits of having tax advantages.
Thank you. What happens in terms of tax liabilities in the process of transferring your assets into a common law trust?
So, especially in the US structure, there's a tax laws and tax rules and regulation. There's no income tax law in US, but there are rules and regulation for how your income is taxed. So with this trust, there is an option because there's an IRS code, Internal Revenue Code, built into this trust that helps to defer the taxes so that you can defer taxes without having to pay those taxation or even reduce when it comes to business tax, taxes when it comes to crypto, stock market, instead of having a W-2 income. If you are a business owner that have active income, there is option you can defer or transfer that from active income to passive income that helps to defer taxes within this structure. I cannot hear.
What else would you like entrepreneurs to know about setting up a common law trust and its implications?
So a lot of the entrepreneurs, they are so driven to build wealth and they're gifted in certain area. They're good at building wealth, but they sometimes forget that if you don't protect your asset, the world we live in, it's a lawsuit driven world. So even small things can demolish all the wealth you build, not just for you, but your family and the generations to come. So the legacy planning that we do also, we structure this so that they are aware of, hey, not only that I'm building wealth, but I'm also protecting what I build. Because if you have a structure to protect, it is easier to develop and accumulate wealth on a whole different level, especially when you look at the drainage coming from taxation, fees, and lawsuits, and all those things. So this helps an entrepreneur to focus more on the gifting, and while you have a structure and a legal system that protects what you have already built or the future of your wealth.
Thank you. What are some tax implications of setting up this common law trust in the short term?
So implication in the sense of, okay, if you have this structure, you are the asset or income or the wealth you're building within the structure, it is not affected by the regular drainage of taxes. So that, because it is not your personal income that goes in, every income that goes in, it's given to the trust as ownership of the trust. So you, an individual or an entrepreneur, don't have tied to the income. It is structured to go to the EIN of the trust, not to a social or an identity of the individual. So the income become the income of the trust. That's why it is able to defer taxation. Unlike a regular trust that have income taxes, this trust has the ability to defer taxes based on the IRS code that is built into the trust.
Thank you. Tell us some further benefits that a common law trust could create for the people setting it up.
So, and again, like I said, there's tax advantage, then also asset protection. This is almost like an impenetrable wall because a regular trust, everything is tied to an individual or family or a corporation or business. But here, you detach that from yourself, but get to enjoy the benefit. The beneficiaries has a benefit they can enjoy, but there's no liability attached to it. So because of that, no creditors, no lawsuits, none of those things that eliminate or draws or exposes your asset is eliminated. So there's tax advantage, there's asset protection, then also privacy. Privacy is very important for ultra wealthy because if a third party cannot penetrate to find out what you own, they're less geared towards wanting to come after you. So the privacy, asset protection, and tax advantage are some of the biggest things. Especially for real estate owners in US, these things enables you to transfer a lot of the liability into the trust away from you so that you can build wealth and also do investments and invite investors and also eliminate a lot of the taxes that goes into when you're splitting the profits between partners.
Thank you. Let's say someone had a situation with you and wanted to sue you. Would they be able to also sue the trust, or they wouldn't because technically you don't own it?
Yes, that's the beauty about this common contract law. You cannot sue a contract. You can sue an individual. So let's say I'm the trustee of my trust, my family's trust, I'm the trustee who runs it. They can sue me, but They can take me to the court, but I have zero asset because all my assets are tied to this contract law trust. They cannot sue a contract. They can only sue an individual. Because of that, my assets are protected. No more, it's no more my assets, it's the asset of the trust. But there are benefits that I can enjoy if I'm a beneficiary of the trust.
Thank you. What else would you like entrepreneurs to know about setting up or running a common law trust?
So the one of the things that I teach and help them focus is it's more than just accumulating wealth. You got to have a purpose behind and more than just the profit. So one of the legacy planning that I, because I focus on a faith-driven in approach, a holistic approach to building wealth and building a family, that I encourage them to say that, hey, let's look at to see what is this wealth for? What is your family want to build this wealth for? Because a lot of times I've seen ultra wealthy, you can transfer wealth without purpose. Purpose or educating your next generation, you end up having broken families, broken businesses, which you don't have peace and joy in your family. So this is where the holistic approach comes from, that when you build wealth based on this common law trust and also with a purpose-driven holistic approach, there's a longer longevity to your family and generation that enjoy the wealth than having commotions in the family and business, that this structure helps you to look long-term and also have a long-term impact of the money or the wealth you have created.
Thank you. Tell us some secrets that ultra-high net worth individuals would love to know, but they simply don't.
Secrets, once somebody says it, it's no more a secret, right? So there's a lot of conventional secrets that's, but the unconventional side is I'm a very strategic, unconventional person, which kind of look outside the box. There's a lot of traditional things, which when you are in the traditional setup, you're kind of in the matrix that everybody else is doing, right? So when you say secret, it is something ultra wealthy, which is why this is a very unconventional trust compared to a traditional trust. There's a lot of in a taxation and exposure to liability, all those. So this itself is a secret to a lot of the ultra wealthy, because they, even though they know how to make wealth, they haven't learned in the unconventional or untraditional setup that there is a way you can protect your asset, keep all that you make or most of what you make, than letting it drain through unplanned structure. This is a very planned structure where you can keep all that you make so that you can accumulate wealth. Not only that, you can plan it with a legacy that is more holistic so you can enjoy the wealth, not only now, and your generation can also. So the secret is that simple but profound setup that can help you to enjoy wealth, not only make wealth, but enjoy it while doing good for others, while enjoying good also.
Thank you. How expensive is it to set up a common law trust?
This is, of course, anything that you can build wealth on, it is expensive because you can get cheap. What you get is also that this is a very, there's no set amount in the sense, because it depends on what your asset, if you have a business, if you have family wealth. So this is where it is not a trick that costing to charge. It is because I focus on value driven and purpose driven. That's my focus for my clients. So based on what you have is how you structure this, because you can structure it just simple if you don't have much wealth. But for ultra wealthy, they have a lot more than just money in the bank. They have businesses, they have assets, they have reach, they have purpose that can go beyond. So to say what the cost, it's depending on how much of asset and what is your structure for your business and family, what you have right now and what you want to achieve.
Thank you. Give us three case studies of high net worth individuals that you have observed making huge mistakes in terms of their wealth. And was there a case where you were able to help them to correct that mistake or to optimize their wealth management for the future so that kind of thing doesn't repeat itself?
Yeah, absolutely. There's multiple. This is where I'm driven because of these things, because I see people who are ultra wealthy, family members and also friends who have made a lot of money, but because they did not put these structures and did not plan ahead, because there was no plan, there was no prosper of future. So in businesses, I had seen people build businesses without protecting the income, protecting the life, and protecting the legacy have ruined in years of building wealth with just one incident or one lawsuit or one dispute of disagreement within the family, within the business. So that's the case study in the sense of I've seen people who have the ability to create wealth, but don't know how to manage. If you don't measure wealth, you cannot manage wealth. So that's one of the things. So you have to learn to measure what you're making to put structure to build or scale. A lot of people know how to scale, that's focused on the business, but don't know how to put that structure so that it stays within your control so you can accumulate. And the secret in the sense, or the case study in the sense of, okay, what happens if you have a lot of wealth but don't have any planning, legacy planning for your next generation, right? Or someone who is taking on your business. Because a lot of the times, because there's no planning, it is guaranteed almost that it will not last. So Rockefeller families is one of the famous families in US that, they have, compared to a lot of other ultra wealthy, they have put these family structures and, these contractual structures and using life insurance policies and financial strategic tools that is not common for others, or people use it differently. They have put these structures so they have built wealth, and you can see their family who has lasted for generation compared to some of the similar families who had made wealth but did not last for generations.
Thank you. Once the trust is set up, how can someone protect it from anything happening to it and them losing it all?
So this is a irrevocable trust, means outside forces cannot change anything inside. Inside the structure itself, the trustees can manage and make changes. So once it is structured, there's no one can affect the inside of the structure. That's why this is almost like a titanium vault. Nothing from the external can impact the internal. But within, the trustees or the managing group can make changes and make it last forever.
Thank you. How easy is it to run and to manage? Because, for example, let's say now you have a business, you need to transfer and, I don't know, to pay your employees or to do whatever, then it's very easy. You just make the transfer, right? Mm-hmm. How easy is it from the moment that you have set up this trust to actually run your business or run whatever you're doing? Is it a similar way once you have set it up?
There's two different ways, because I help, because I learned this strategy and use it on my family years ago when I was in a mastermind. That's how I learned, what ultra wealthy do. So I have scaled it to give access to not even ultra wealthy. You don't need to be $100 million, but if you are a multimillionaire and you want to use it, you can create your own and do it yourself and manage it. But if you're focused on your business to create wealth and you don't want to, be stressing, our firm also manages for you as trustees, so that we our legal team and the paralegal team that create the structure and the documents and everything. You can manage it yourself, or our firm can manage it for you. That's why I said it, the cost will depend on what is it that you focus, what is your legacy you want. And if you want to focus on a business and accumulate wealth, focus on that, because that's what you're good at. We can manage it for you, and so that you don't need to worry about it, because everything is legally structured and the law firm will handle it for you, because we will have lawyers who are experts in this that will manage it for you.
Thank you. What about if you have multiple trustees? Mm-hmm. How can you manage, a potential conflict in order to protect the trust from it, from anything happening to it?
So let's say a family owns this, a trust in the sense of it's their asset. You can hire a trustee, you can have multiple trustees or one trustee. All depends on how the family want it. And you can set protocols, rules and regulations, what the trustee need to follow. So even after the family is gone, or the individual who created wealth is gone, they can still control from the grave, sort of, based on the rules and regulations. Because remember, even though it is an irrevocable trust, inside, the rules and regulations can be formatted based on what is set there. And so because of that, it can be structured in a way trustee, cannot change if that's a person hired as a fiduciary to manage.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can find you.
I have my financial strategy wealth advisor, which is the optimalwealthstrategygroup.com, and through there, you can access me and my team. And I also wrote a book called About My Father's Business. This is where the holistic side of things comes. And if you are a faith-driven person, we all have different faith. I have faith sitting on this chair that I'm sitting on, and there's different kind of faith. So I also do a holistic approach. So you can, it's called About My Father's Business.life. It is it shows you how you can live out a holistic, purposeful life. So I have these two websites you can access. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on different medias also. You can access me through that. My name is Sam Barakekut. My websites are About My Father's Business.life and OptimalWealthStrategyGroup.com.
Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.